Episode 8, The One with the Noisy Brain.
Welcome to Truly Madly Smiley with your host, Lisa, the Smiley Coach. Lisa wrote this podcast because she wants you to grow up knowing you are not alone. She wants to help you feel confident from the inside out and know how truly madly amazing you are.
This podcast is powered by unicorns and rainbow sparkles.
The only show where children can soak up positivity, confidence, love, and encouragement whenever they need it.
Are you ready to get your happy on? Let's go!
Hello, hello, hello! It's Smiley here. Thank you for tuning in to listen to the next episode of the Truly Madly Smiley podcast. I am really enjoying hearing from all of you. And thank you for those of you who've taken the time to get in touch and show me your drawings. I've loved hearing all your stories about how you're actually putting some of this new stuff that you're learning into action. There is no change without action, my friend. So well done if that's you. And if you want to write to me and you haven't done yet, or you want to share your drawings, then you'll find me here. Lisa@smileyforlife.com, or you can DM me on Instagram. I'm Smiley Coach. You know that, don't you? So before I begin today's episode, which is a bit of a funny one because I'm going to empty the contents of my head out. Before I do that, I've got an important announcement to make. If you're listening to this in real time, it's the end of August 2018, I want you to know that during September, all of the Energy Pod sessions are about the energy of worry. So every Monday at 5 o'clock, I'll be showing you how to deal with those pesky worries once and for all. I'll link to the Energy Pod in the show notes for you. I'd love for you to come along and join us. You are so, so welcome. Everybody is super friendly and kind. It's easy peasy. You just buy a ticket. I send you a link and you watch the class from your bed in your pajamas or on the sofa, wrapped up in your blankie. Well, that's how I'd do it if it was me, but you can do it in your own style. And as it turns out, that is what I want to talk to you about today. Worries. So we've already talked about worries in episode 4, the one with the big thought hole, and I touched on them in episode 5, the one with the leaky bucket. And now I want to talk about them again because I've had a bit of a light bulb moment. You know, where I've just realised something that would be super helpful for us all to know. So I'm going to share it with you. I think that worries are just like different voices in your head. So if you can learn to work out which voice is which, you start to notice the ones that are helpful and the ones that are not so helpful. I'll try and make that a bit clearer. Let me explain. I don't know about you, but it gets super noisy up in my head some days, especially at night time when it's dark and quiet. Maybe that happens to you. I can often remember when I was a child, I wish I'd had a button to switch off my busy brain. Come to think of it, I do have a reset button. Well, it's not really a button, it's a raised mole in the middle of my forehead. Seriously, I've got one of those, so if we ever meet, you'll be able to see it for yourself. When I used to get stressed, one of my boyfriends would try and make me laugh by pretending it was a reset button. You know, like when you reset your computer if it gets stuck. The spinning circle of doom. When I say one of my boyfriends, I didn't mean I had loads of boyfriends, I just had one. That was my particular boyfriend at the time. That came out a bit wrong, sorry. Anyway, he would press the reset button and make a noise like this. Then we'd laugh and pretend that all my worries disappeared and I was a chilled bunny again. So I want to know if you've got a reset button. Could be anywhere, like pulling your finger, no trumping noises please. Or something more sensible, pressing your earlobe. You know, like that fleshy piece of skin. Or touching a piece of jewellery. So when you press it, whatever it is, It reminds you to breathe and tell yourself that you are not in danger. You just do that, whisper or say in your head, "You're safe, it's okay." Because here's the thing, a worried mind wants to keep you safe, and a lot of the time you're not really and truly in danger. But your brain is built to keep you safe, and so it's just trying to do a good job for you. There's nothing wrong with your brain if you worry a lot. In fact, you've probably got an amazing imagination. As you know, I have an amazing imagination and a super busy brain. And in it are lots of thoughts that go whizzing by. All the unhelpful thoughts make me feel quite rubbish, but in different ways. And I'm going to let you into a little secret. I've given them all names. Would you like to meet them? So let's imagine I'm emptying out the contents of my head right here. Oh no, that's going to get messy, isn't it? Let's not do that. Let's imagine that we've got a special camera and we can see inside my head. It goes in my ear and gives us a sneak peek at those different voices who really think that they're running the show. And let me tell you, they most certainly are not. You see, I found a way to keep them all in check, but I've had to make friends with them first and get to know them quite well. Right, in it goes. The camera's going in. I need to clean my ears. Right, we're moving past all the earwax now. And right, we're here. Oh, look, there she is. Can you see her? It's Mean Jean. She's really tall and skinny, and she's pulling a face like she's sucking on a lemon. Her job is to keep me small by putting me down. She's very jealous of me, and everything I do, she spoils my moment of glory. Her voice sounds a little bit like this.
"Oh, you think you're so great, don't you, getting the top grade in the class? Well, I think you're just showing off now and making other people feel bad. Who do you think you are?"
"Other people, Jean, or is it you that feels bad, Jean?" Underneath her horrid comments is a lot of, can you guess what's underneath it all? Yeah, that's right. She's really scared. It's fear. She's very afraid that people will think I'm better than her, which is utter nonsense because we're all good at something. What are you good at? Do you compare yourself to other people? I'm going to do a whole episode on that because that is something we really need to talk about. So do you know what I like to say to Jean? I say, "Listen, Jean, listen, pipe down. You're all good. You're good at other things. You don't need to make me feel bad so you feel good. I'm not showing off. I'm enjoying my 5 minutes of feeling good about how hard I've worked. I deserve it. And if you can't feel happy for me, then you need to leave. Stop taking up space in my brain." She usually does pipe down. But then what happens is this little lady starts to chatter on. Here she comes. Meet Chatty Patty. All her sentences begin with, "What if this? What if that?" She's really small and her voice is a constant wispy, gaspy chatter. She talks really fast and doesn't stop for breath. She makes my tummy go all wobbly and my breathing gets fast too. Do you ever get that? Some people call it butterflies in your tummy. The thing is with Chatty Patty, she doesn't like anything new, anything she hasn't done before. She wants to try and predict what might go wrong. I suppose that's her way of staying in control. She's trying to keep me safe. But the other day I was going to a party and I didn't know anyone. I'm mostly good with groups of people that I know, but when I'm meeting people for the first time, that can make me feel a bit wobbly. I think that's probably true for a lot of us. I find what helps me is to get organised. If you're going to try something new, then you need to find out as much information as possible. Go on the internet, look up where the party is, find out who's going, plan your outfit, one that makes you feel good. So That's a girl thing, by the way. Boys probably don't want to plan an outfit. Well, maybe they do. Maybe they do. So when I have lots of information, Patty isn't so chatty. But before I had gotten organised, she would not shut up.
What if you can't find anyone to talk to? What if you don't know what to say? What if people don't like you? What if they laugh at your dress? What if you end up alone? What if you're late? What if people think you're rude? What if there's nothing to eat that you like? What if people are mean to you? What if you feel left out? What if you...
Oh, be quiet, chatty Patty.
Do you know, what if I go to the party and it's really terrible, Patty?
Yeah, right. You know what I'm going to do, don't you? I will leave, but I will be very proud of myself knowing that I tried.
And let me say, Patty, you never try anything new because you spend all your time what-ifing. It keeps you stuck and small, and I don't want to be like you.
Once I have a word with her, she goes, off you go. See you later, chatty Patty. Oh, but then there's another voice in my head. See, I told you it was noisy up in my head. Meet Debbie Downer. She is quite possibly the most negative person ever. She makes Mr. Grumpy from Grumpysville look positively joyful. She wants to think about all the bad things that might happen. Notice that I said might, because they rarely ever do. And she just can't seem to allow herself to enjoy anything. If I get too happy, she wants to pull me back down. Her motto in life is, oh, be careful. Goodness gracious me, she's just so tiring with all her unhelpful thoughts. Her voice is really annoying as well. Be careful. Oh no, look what you've gone and done. You've run out of ink, your homework won't be done, and you're going to get a detention. Oh no, be careful. She just loves to think the worst. Did you see there how she went from a broken pen to a detention in a matter of nanoseconds? She's really talented at that. I want to say to her, Debs, chill. I have another pen in my pencil case, and if that one doesn't work, I can borrow one. Once, when I got an A in my test, she said to me, yeah, right, that was a fluke. You're not really that smart. Be careful, you won't get an A next time. That was nice of her, wasn't it? And there was another time when I managed to get myself a place on the netball team, wing defence. I was super chuffed with myself, and she said, be careful, you might make the team lose and then nobody will like you. Yeah, well, you better be careful, Debbie, because all that nonsense you're filling my head with, unless you've got a crystal ball and you can predict the future, may never, ever happen. It probably won't. So can I make a simple request that you stop filling my head up with all that rubbish? It's actually quite hard to get Debbie to go. She will be the one that pipes up at bedtime or when I'm leaving the house. She wants to tell me to be careful because I've left candles burning or I've left the iron on, and she just drones on and on in my brain. I have to eventually clap my hands and say, stop, Debbie. And that works, you know. When you clap your hands, it gets you out of your head and back into your body. Try it. Try it. So there's one more voice. Meet Bulldozing Barry. Now, Bazza is a real tricky customer. He's a small man, obviously, with a big hairy chest and a beard, and he loves to get my attention by bullying me. And I have to be honest, he can say some pretty mean stuff. I'm not sure if everyone has a voice like this one. If you've been bullied, you probably have. I hope you haven't been bullied. And if you have, I'm truly sorry. You really don't want that mean bully's voice, those words, to find their way into your mind. By the way, that reminds me, if you have been bullied, I'm going to link to my free training for your mum and dad in the show notes, because this tells them how they can protect you from people like that. So that might be helpful. Anyway, let's meet Bazza. The other day, when I accidentally spilt paint on my jeans, this was how he responded.
You stupid girl, Who do you think you are? Why do you always mess it up? I asked you to do one thing and you can't even get that right.
Oh no, I felt so bad. I felt scared. And I went to make a cup of tea and treat myself to a biscuit so I could cheer myself up. And there he was again.
You're fat and lazy. Stop eating biscuits and clear up that mess. You're not allowed any biscuits until you've sorted it out.
And then someone else decided to turn up and join in. It was Mean Jean. She was there in full force. And you know what she wanted to tell me? She wanted to tell me that I couldn't be trusted to do anything, how clumsy I was and thoughtless. And then she finished it off with, no wonder nobody really likes you. Can you believe it? Can you believe what they say to me? Well, it's not really them, is it? Who's in charge of the voices in my head? Who's the one that's operating my brain? It's me. It's me, isn't it? And you know, between the two of them, when Barry and Jean get going, they're really horrid, like super horrid. And I often burst into tears. I couldn't get the paint out of my jeans. What was I supposed to do? I think the key is not to cry, but to stand up for yourself. Did you notice that all of these characters, all these voices in my head, have one thing in common? They're just telling fibs and being mean. They're telling fibs to make me feel bad. I know some of them are trying to keep me safe, but some of them are actually stopping me from living my life. I think it takes a while to get to know them all, but when you start to get friendly with the characters in your brain and notice what they say, you can start to practice thinking differently. That is what my smiley thought cards are for. So if you're a proud owner of a box of cards, then you're probably using your cards every day and training your brain to think positive thoughts, aren't you? If you're not, get them out, dust them off and start to use them again. Now, have you seen that film Inside Out, the Disney film, the one with all the characters? If you haven't, I'm going to link to it in the show notes. But it's quite similar to that. So what we could do is we could see if we could find names or draw your different kinds of voices in your head. Should we have a go at that? I think I have four types. I've got Mean Jean, who is jealous and spiteful. I've got Chatty Patty. She's the voice of my nerves, the one that worries about everything. I've got Debbie Downer. She's really negative and thinks the worst. And then I've got Bulldozing Barry, who is an outright rude and nasty bully. If you haven't got those voices, perhaps you've got other ones, but have a draw, have a think about what they say. Write down some of the negative or unhelpful thoughts. I know you've got an amazing imagination and I know you're going to come up with something really brilliant. So I'm going to leave you to do that. If you want to get your hands on all the extra stuff in this episode, be sure to jump on over to the show notes. You'll find them on the website, smileyforlife.com, TMS8. T for truly, M for madly, S for smiley. Now, before I go, I've got something for you to think about. Cast your mind back to episode 1, where we talked about your inner smiley. Your inner smiley is a kind voice. It's nothing like Debbie or Jean or Barry or Patty. It's on your side and it wants the best for you. It's encouraging. If you don't want to call yours your inner smiley, you can give it another name. So you could add another word before your name, which means something happy or positive. I'm thinking of something like Amazing Abby, Brilliant Bella, Caring Christopher, Dynamic Darcy, Exceptional Edward, Fabulous Finn, Glorious Gabby, Helpful Harry, Incredible Izzy, Jolly Jack, Kind Catherine, Lovely Lisa, Mellow Mia, Nice Nick, I can't think of one for O, can you? I was cracking on with the whole alphabet there, but I'll be here all night if I finish that off. So my busy brain needs a break now, and I'm really going to go this time. So have a think about what you're going to call your inner voice, the one that loves you, that's your cheerleader, and practice with your smiley thought cards or with your positive thoughts, speaking to yourself kindly, being your own best friend. That's the voice that's going to be there for you through the good times and the bad. And if you want to share your name with me, I'd love to hear from you. So until next time, take care. Bye-bye.
you enjoyed that, please tell all your friends.